Hey everybody, it's Humphreys. Welcome to the Fly Longer podcast. We hope by the end of this presentation, you'll be encouraged to take your next right step in your walk with Jesus. Enjoy. Today, I'm actually launching a new series that I have entitled, Now You See Him. Now You See Him. And we're going to be journeying together or walking together through the book of Exodus. It's a massive book, so we'll just have like a few stories from Exodus, and then we'll be looking more into those stories and what God is inviting us on. So be paying attention to what God might be saying to you, during this series. I'm so excited, more especially in this season. And the bottom line for this is, how do we react? How do we respond when things do not go the way we had hoped they would go? When things are not looking the way we thought they would look like, how do we respond to that? And how does this look like? So be paying attention. We have a fantastic group of teachers here at Flood. And I'm also really excited that we can be looking more into these stories and see what God is saying. So, just as a start, I want to just read you these two verses from Exodus chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Exodus chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And this is what the Bible says. Go, assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and have seen what has been done to you in Egypt. And I have promised to bring you up out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. That's the word of the Lord. Jesus, thank you for your word. And I pray, God, that you will speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So what I've been thinking on is that, surprisingly, when God wants to do something new in a person's life, when God wants to change a life of a person, often what he does is that he takes them on a journey. And you see this in scripture over and over again. If you look into the story of Abraham, whose name was changed, he was first called Abram, but then later on changed it into Abraham. When you look into his story in Genesis chapter 12, the Bible talks about God saying to him, get out from the place that you have known, from your tribe, from your country, from your community. Get out and embark on this journey. Go to this place that I will show you. And God did not just want to say, you know what, I'm coming to you where you are right now, and don't worry about anything else. I want to change you where you are. But God says, you know what, there's something else I want to do with you. There's something else that I want to change in you. There's something else that I want to show the world, and I want to invite you on a journey. So why don't you come and follow me on this journey? And he does that. You see it even in the story of Elisha, for instance, when God calls Elisha through Elijah, Elisha throws this coat to Elisha, and, Elisha drops off everything and follows Elijah on a journey. Because God wanted to do something new in Elisha's life, and he calls him on a journey. And we see this even with Jesus. When he was calling the 12 disciples, the Bible shows us that in every single story that you will see or you will hear of Jesus Christ calling the disciples or inviting these people, there is always an invitation where Jesus Christ is coming and say, hey, follow me. What are you doing there? Oh, I'm a tax collector. You know what? Follow me. What are you doing there? Oh, I'm a fisherman. You know what? Follow me. What are you doing here? What are you doing there? Why isn't you? Follow me. And there's something amazing that God does when we go on a journey. And we see it even in what I've read, the children of Israel, and we see more in this book of Exodus. They were going through a rough time. They were in captivity or in slavery for like 400 years. And they were crying to God for God to rescue them. They were crying to God for God to give them hope. They were crying to God for God to give them something better than what they were experiencing. And God's response to their cry, he says, I have heard your cry, but this is what we're going to do. I'm going to take you on a journey. So why don't you come and follow me? Get out of there. Come and follow me on a journey. And isn't that amazing? That often when God is going to do something big, He invites us to go with Him on a journey. And it may not look like, maybe it may not be a physical journey for most of us, like we're actually moving from Lilongwe to Blantyre. For some people, it might be. But for most of us, probably it might not be. Wherever you're at, however, if you're going to follow God, He will still take you on some sort of journey in your life. If God wants to change your life, if God wants to change something in you, He's going to take you on a journey. And for the children of Israel, probably we're going to be looking more in these stories to see that it was necessary for them to go on a journey because you see there were a lot of things that God was challenging in them as they were going on this journey. And I think the same happens for us, that on a journey, God is going to challenge our perceptions. He's going to challenge our perceptions. He's going to challenge our perceptions of God, like who we think God is or who we think God looks like. He will change that. If you read the story of the Israelites, you know, there are moments when they are worshiping idols, you know, because they're thinking, you know, we cannot think of a God who is invisible. We can only think of a God who is visible, who is right there. And God will take them on a journey to change their perception of God. But also God will take them on a journey to change their perception of themselves. Because one thing that God did a lot for the children of Israel was to give them a new identity. And this is why He was giving them new laws. This is why He was giving them a new way of life, of doing life, a new way of embracing new things in their life. Because God wants to change their perception that they have about themselves. That actually who you are is who I say you are as a child of God. So God wants to change their perception. God also wants to change their perception of other people. You know, how do you see other people? How do you see others in your life? So God will do that. He will take us on a journey so that He can challenge our perceptions. But also God will take us on a journey so He can challenge our values. He can challenge our values. You know, sometimes you read, you know, the story of the Israelites and you see the things that they're crying about. And because we are reading this story, there's something that has already happened. We can either maybe even laugh at what they're crying about. Like one story, they were crying about watermelons. You know, they were saying, we need to go back to Egypt because they have great watermelons. Come on, there's nothing in this desert. Take us to the land of watermelons, you know. It's like, really? Are you going to choose, you know, slavery? Are you going to choose, you know, bondage because you are enjoying watermelons and not the freedom that you're finding in God? So God wanted to challenge what they value. And that happens to us. You know, there are things that we have valued in our lives. Maybe we have valued money more than God. Maybe we have valued this thing more than God. We have valued jobs more than God. We have valued education more than God. Whatever we have valued the most more than God, God will take you on a journey to challenge those values. Because it is on a journey that you can see God as the most valuable thing in your life. It's on a journey. So He will take you on a journey. And God took the Israelites on a journey to challenge their values. But also God takes them on a journey to challenge their purpose. You know, what is your purpose? What is your purpose? There's a bigger purpose for you. And God was going to give them a better purpose, a purpose where they can be a nation that finds value in God, but also a nation that's a part of building His kingdom. And He says, you know what? I'm not just leaving you here to just live for you. I'm actually leaving you here so that you can live for God. So a beautiful story that comes out of, you know, this journey of the Israelites is that eventually all of us actually find salvation because Jesus Christ comes from the line of David, who, when you trace it back, he was a part of this move, a part of this journey. So God is going to serve the world even, you know, through this journey. So He says, there's a bigger purpose to you. There's a bigger purpose to your life. Rather than just living for yourself, rather than just doing things that are just for you, actually, I want to do something new in you and through you that is going to change the whole world. So come with me on a journey. Come with me on a journey. So what values is God challenging in your life? What things have you valued the most more than God that He wants to challenge? What purposes are you living for right now? What are you living for? And God might be challenging your purposes. And say there's a bigger purpose for you. But also God challenges our dependencies. You know, He challenges what we depend on, what we rely on, what we rely on. When we go on a journey with God, He's going to challenge what do you depend on the most. There was a time when I bought a beautiful phone called a BlackBerry. In that time, BlackBerries were the kind of like in thing, you know, because you'd get unlimited data. And it was so great. It was so amazing. So I saved up for 2 months. I took all of my money, all of my savings to go and buy a BlackBerry. I was very happy with the phone. You know, this is like my first smartphone. I was so excited about this. And I used this phone for 2 weeks, and then eventually the phone got stolen. We were actually in a Christian environment where we were praying. I don't know what to say, Christian environment? An environment where believers were there. You know, we were singing, worshiping God. And at the end of the day, my phone was gone. Like somebody took my phone. And I was so mad. We tried whatever way we could to get it back, but I didn't. And then I heard, you know what, you can report to the police and somebody else can, the phone company can trace them and you can get your phone back. And I remember this one day just being so angry, going, you know, to report this person. And I did. And then I was like, okay, let's find this phone. And the phone company took their time to find it. In fact, they didn't actually find it. So one day I was going to this phone, to the office of this phone company, and I was going to shout at the boss. And I was working there. The Spirit of God just put an impression on me. And it was in the form of a question. Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you angry? Why are you looking for this phone so bad? And I think the voice that came to me was, until you can say, I can live without this, you're not ready to receive from God. Until you can say, I can live without this, you're not ready to receive from God. When we go on a journey with God, He will challenge what we depend on. Until we can say, I can live without this, we're not ready to receive from Him. So God will challenge what you depend on, that you can say, I depend on God alone for life. I depend on God alone for sustenance. Because on a journey, you're going to go hungry. On a journey, there will be times when you're going to face hardships. On a journey, there'll be moments when you feel like giving up. But are you willing to only depend on God to be the one that sustains your life? To be the one that holds you closely and nothing else? Because when you go with God on a journey, He's going to challenge what you depend on. And lastly, when you go on a journey with God, He's going to challenge your affections. He's going to challenge your affections, the things that you love. You know, because what we love the most, that's what we worship. What we worship is what we love the most. And we often love, you know, all kinds of things in our lives that take the place of God, in our hearts. And this, we see, when you're reading Exodus and seeing these stories, from the children of Israelites, you will see so many times that God would challenge their affections because they would love idols. They would love food more than God. They would love status more than God. They would love that thing more than God. And God would challenge them. What is it that you love the most? And sometimes God would want to remove certain things in our lives to challenge that affection for Him. That ultimately we can say, we love God more than anything else. We love God more than these things that we have. We love God more than those things that we have lost. We love God more than these things that we have gained. We love God more than these things that we've been given. He is our ultimate gift. So God will take you on a journey. So what if you consider today that in your life, in this moment, what if God is taking you on a journey? What if for that thing that you have probably lost is actually God reminding you that, hey, you know what? I'm actually on a journey with you. What if that thing that you have gained is actually God saying to you, hey, I'm on a journey with you. I think God is taking us on a journey as individuals, but also I think God is taking us on a journey as a church community. And for us, it's like, hey, if I take meeting in person away, who are you going to love the most? Who are you going to depend on? Maybe God is taking us on a journey that He wants to challenge our affections. Maybe we have loved a certain way of doing things and God is wanting to be like, you know what? Love me the most more than those things. Maybe He's changing something. Maybe He wants to change something for our nation, through us, for our country, or in our very own community. Maybe God is saying to us, you depended more on these systems, and these systems now, they are broken. Who are you going to depend and rely on in this season right now? And I feel like God is taking us on a journey. Now, journeys are not comfortable. Journeys are often uncomfortable. Because just because God is taking you on a journey, it does not mean it's going to be smooth. It does not mean it's going to be straight. Because when you go on a journey with God, God does not take you on the happiest road or on the road that you're going to be the happiest the most. He takes you on the road that you're going to be the holiest the most, where he's going to make you holy. And he will take you on a journey where you're going to grow the most. So when God takes us on a journey, it's going to be uncomfortable. Things will be challenged. We will need to find new ways of doing stuff or doing life. But all we know is that God is growing something better in us than what we have right now. So I think us as a community, we really need to consider, what journey is God taking us on today, now? And are we willing to say yes to God on this journey that he's taking us on? Are you willing to say yes to God on the journey that he is taking you on? Are you willing to say no, even though it might be uncomfortable? Because God wants to change something and wants to grow you the most. If you can, the comfort that you can find in this, on this journey that God is taking you, the comfort that you can find is that you are not alone on that journey. That God is with you. So God says, come with me on a journey because I am with you. So you're not going there alone. He's actually there with you. One thing that has been on my heart the most this week is that the places that we can experience God the most are the places that we are most afraid to go. These journeys that we are most afraid to go, they're the journeys that we're going to experience God the most. And often we say to God, give me strength to go to the market. But then you are just sitting and are willing to go to the market. You're not really experiencing strength. Unless you stand up, when you say, God, give me strength, stand up, then start walking, start going there. Because when you start moving, that's when you will experience his strength. So I feel like we have all of these fears and we can ask God, give me grace, give me strength, help me. But we are unwilling to go in those spaces where we can experience God the most. And it is in those spaces that we are afraid of that we experience him the most. So God takes us on a journey. Now, there's a few questions that I would like you guys to consider, in your homes or with friends that you're with. And you guys can just take some moment to pray with each other, but also to just process these questions. Number one, what hinders us from following God on a journey he is inviting us on? What hinders us from following God on a journey he's inviting us on? Number two, what area of your life are you seeing God pointing out for you to embrace change? What area of your life are you seeing God pointing out for you to embrace change? And lastly, how can trusting God look like for you on a journey he is taking you on? How can trusting God look like for you on a journey he is taking you on? God is with you on this journey and you're not alone. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you, God, for you are taking us on journeys that will change us, that will grow us, journeys that are better for us. God, I pray, may you help us to look up to you and that we can say yes. We can say yes. Help us to say yes to come with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to the Flood Lilongwe podcast. For more sermons, visit our website at floodchurch.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Flood Lilongwe YouTube channel and like our Facebook page. Stay blessed.